ready to give your fur baby the absolute best life possible and live your very best life too? Break free from the chains of the physical, mental, and emotional challenges that can limit you and your pets to feeling stuck and struggling, and instead finally experience what you are both meant to, a life unleashed. She had been waking up every night at 3 a.m. for a week straight with neck pain, and it just would not go away no matter what she tried to throw at it from the medicine cabinet. Does this sound familiar? Let's dive in to why this might be happening for you and for my patient who had this recently, and what you and she could start doing at home to start to get some relief. Now, we touched on one variety of sudden neck pain when you first wake up, or if you've been out in the cold, in the last episode. So there's a little bit of tips, a little bit of advice in there for you to start to get started. But what if that's not what's going on? What else could be causing neck pain that just keeps waking you up every night and you can't freaking get a good night's sleep? And you know, when you can't get a good night's sleep, everything else is going downhill. You are not having the ability to be present fully for everything that's going on because your brain is sluggish because it did not get enough rest. Your body is not able to perform as well as it usually does, either in your workouts or in your job or in your ability to take care of the kids or take care of the adults in your life who need you in a physical way. And your mental and emotional ability to process the stresses of the day, because goodness knows we always have those are going to be suffering too because you're not getting enough sleep. So what is it that could be causing this neck pain that keeps waking you up every night? It could be the stress itself, physical, mental, or emotional, showing up in the body. You know, a lot of us, when we experience physical stress, we're tensing our whole body, not just the one piece that we're trying to move. And a lot of that shows up in the neck or in the shoulders, those muscles that connect the two. So you might have overdone it somewhere, or your body might be cheating emotion somewhere to get something accomplished. If you're doing a workout and you're not using proper form, your body is gonna move that barbell or that kettlebell in the way that you ask it to, but it might not be doing it correctly, and it might be recruiting some muscles in your neck to get it done. Or your sit-ups might be recruiting some muscles in your neck to get your nose closer to your knees. Or maybe you needed to grab a wild 3-year-old who was running down the hall, smearing something on the walls that they weren't supposed to be, and you didn't really check in that your body was in the correct position before you picked up that toddler, and you did it just a little bit wrong, or a lot bit wrong, and now your neck muscles are really grumpy at you because you used them in the way that they were not designed to be used. Or maybe it's the mental or emotional stress. A lot of us, women especially, carry our mental and emotional stress in our neck muscles and in our shoulder muscles. Gosh, a lot of us do. That's where we usually keep our trigger points. It's where we carry a lot of our stress, especially the stress that we are trying to repress and suppress because we got too much crap to do to be, you know, whining and moaning and complaining about all the things that are going wrong, even though we're going to do it in our heads. We're going to do it silently. The world doesn't need to know because we need to be the strong one. We need to have everything together, or at least look like we have everything together, because we are the only one who is holding everything together. And whatever you are trying to repress or suppress will eventually be expressed in your physical body. That's the mind-body connection and how it works in a not-so-beneficial and often painful way. Yeah, the coworker that's been getting under your skin, the boss that's been getting under your skin, the pile of laundry that you get more and more resentful looking at, the pile of dishes that you get more and more resentful looking at, the neighborhood association that's been on you for not keeping up with something. The laundry list goes on. Not yet. The jerk who cut you off in traffic 3 times on your way to work. It all keeps piling up, and it piles up in our necks and our shoulders. That's where we tend to tense up and hold all of that stress in our physical bodies. And eventually it says, enough is enough. I'm done, and I'm going to yell at you now. And I'm going to yell at you by screaming at 3 o'clock in the morning with lots and lots of pain until you wake up. Congratulations, pay attention to me now. That's what your body's trying to tell you. So, what can you do to start addressing those screaming muscles, those screaming joints, that screaming neck, when it yells at you and wakes you up at 3 o'clock in the morning? Now, this won't be enough for lasting resolution, but it will start to get you some relief. What we're going to go over today. For lasting resolution, call or text me and let's chat. Yes, you can call or text me at 3 o'clock in the morning. No, I will not see it until I get in the next day because I will be sleeping. But you can absolutely reach out to me whenever you need some assistance, and I'll get to you just as quick as I can. Let's have a no charge chat and see if I'm the right fit to be assisting you. 636-751-3150. Now, here are some things you can try at 3 o'clock in the morning when this pesky pain has woken you up yet again. Typical medical world disclaimer, healthcare world disclaimer. Try these tips, but only if your doctor has said it is okay to do these. If your healthcare provider has said, absolutely under no circumstances, do not ever do things like this, believe them and do not. And if you do these tips and they make you feel worse, stop. And we'll try something else. We'll customize something for you. But in general, for most people, these are safe to try and see if they help. One, try doing some gentle neck stretches. I like to call these the cardinal direction stretches because it feels like you're moving your head in the cardinal directions like on a compass on a map. So you're going to slowly and gently curl your neck forward with your chin moving towards your chest. You want to feel a stretch in the back of your neck and then gently come back to normal. And then you're going to go the opposite way. Gently and slowly lift your chin to where you feel a nice gentle stretch on the front of your neck and slowly come back to normal. Next, you're going to gently and slowly turn your chin towards one shoulder, just rotation, just a turn, as far as you comfortably can to feel a stretch on the side. And then slowly and gently come back to normal. Then slowly and gently bring your chin over towards the other shoulder. Again, just some gentle rotation. And slowly and gently come back to center. The last one is tilting your head to the side so your ear comes towards your shoulder. This one is tricky to do, and often a lot of us will cheat it by turning our head instead of just doing side tipping. Or we'll bring our shoulder up towards our ear instead of bringing our ear towards our shoulder. Your ear will not touch your shoulder, nor should it. But we want to think about just tilting to the side to bring our ear closer to our shoulder, with our shoulders staying down and without our head turning. If you are like me and you have some arthritis in your neck, because maybe, like me, you are a terrible driver as a teenager and got in far too many whiplashes for your own good, or you've got something else going on in your neck that's giving you some arthritis, you will not be able to side tip very far. That's okay. The goal is just to get some gentle stretch along the side of your neck. because we've done front and back. We've done turning side to side. Now we want to do side tipping. Gently and slowly to one side, back to center, and gently and slowly to the other side, and back to center. If you need a video of what these look like, please reach out to me and I will be happy to send one to you. But everything gently and slowly within your body's happy tolerance. It should feel like a gentle stretch. If things are already fired off and painful, it might be a little uncomfortable, but it should not be causing more pain. The goal is to relieve pain. Words are hard. Let me try that again. The next thing you can do is a water bottle stretch. Grab a water bottle. You can grab a cold water bottle or a room temp water bottle. You can grab a rolling pin. You want something cylindrical like that. You're going to lay flat in the floor and put that round thing, whether it's a water bottle or a rolling pin, under the crook of your neck while you're laying on your back on the floor. And gently let your head rest on the floor as well. If your head does not touch the floor, give it some support. Put a stack of towels underneath of your head or washcloths, something to let your head rest on if it can't get all the way to the floor. You don't want to leave your head hanging out in space. The neck muscles do not like that. But head on the floor, back on the floor with that water bottle or rolling pin in the crook of your neck. And just lay there and let that gentle stretch happen for a couple of minutes. And then slowly and gently come back up. You can also try ice or heat. I get asked this one a lot. You know, red versus blue, which one is better? And the short answer is it depends. Everybody's body is different. Some folks respond really well to ice. Some folks respond better to heat. Generally, if it's just muscle tension that is causing pain, generally tight muscles respond really well to heat. If it's nerves that are angry or joints that are angry or inflammation, generally those respond really well to ice. Not always for any of it, because bodies are weird. So you can try ice, and if that does not help, then you can try heat. Or you can try heat, and if that doesn't help, then you can try ice. On either one, do not go more than 15 minutes at a time, more than once an hour. After 15 minutes, the body goes, ooh, we went too far. Let's reverse the whole benefit or make things worse. So no more than 15 minutes per hour on ice or heat. Now, for lasting resolution, we need to get to the bottom of why it is that this keeps coming up for you. Why does this pain keep waking you up at 3 o'clock in the morning every freaking night? You got some steps to start getting some relief, so you can get back to sleep and be able to take on your day from a better spot. But we need to figure out what it is that's really going on that's causing this. So reach out to me. Let's see if restoring proper joint motion and easing those tense muscles, maybe that's what it needs. Maybe it needs some gentle chiropractic care to accomplish that for you, to really get some lasting results. So let's chat. Have a real one-on-one conversation, just you and me, to discover what might be causing this for you and customize something for you. 636-751-3150. Shoot me a text, even if it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and let's get this solved for you. So what do you most need to know right now to help you or your pets live a life unleashed? Send your questions and suggestions for topics you'd love to learn about to dr.vicky@completewellnesscc.com or follow the link in the show notes. It's time to break free from what's holding you and your pets back and live a life unleashed.